A media report has pointed out that Chinese people are speeding up their efforts to achieve their goals ahead of time. Success, fame, and wealth have to be achieved as early as possible. Otherwise, you are simply a big, fat loser. How is that sentiment translated in real life?
Well, who doesn't want success, fame, and wealth at the age of Justin Bieber? Come on, folks. That sounds nice. But okay, we need a report. We're going to talk about it. A report on the People's Daily on December 16th said Chinese people, we're living in an era when everyone tries to pursue the high-speed life. In the mindset of pursuing basically a speedy living pace, everything will be connected with speed. This is kind of like, you're getting the vibe that I'm saying speed a lot. Everything's moving fast. You're moving fast as well. And what I would mean by everything's moving fast is now we eat fast food, maybe more than we did in the past. We take high-speed trains instead of maybe those trains we used to take that were a little bit slower or a lot of bit slower. We receive express deliveries on demand the next day. We live in express inns sometimes, and we wear, and you know what, I want to do a sidebar here, Hyung, and have you explain this, because I think only you can explain this so well.
Yes,
now we wear fast fashion clothes in our fast-paced lifestyle. What is fast fashion?
Oh, who better to explain that than Hyung? Yes, I've just, you know, crowned myself. I don't know how that works. But yes, pretty much fast fashion is a really good facet of the fashion industry today. And also, I think how fast people's lives are. That is, you buy from brands such as H&M and maybe certain lines in Zara, that the clothes is only meant to be fashionable and last for one season. So we're a couple of months. Mm-hmm. And then they're made in such poor quality with not much attention.
Hey, I'm wearing some of that right now.
Okay, well,
still in fashion.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, and wait, Ryan, within a month, you should dispose it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that is the whole point of fast fashion.
But maybe let's talk about some examples other than maybe fast fashion. But thank you for filling me in on that.
You're welcome.
Yes. But maybe you would see many students that are pursuing like the legal profession, and even while they're in their, as I understand, graduate degree, they're already taking the legal professional qualification certificate while they're still in school before they had graduated, just to make sure that after they graduate, they are ready to get, I guess, started in the workforce. And another one is parents, like a mother in Beijing sent her son to learn Chinese characters from the age of 1 year old and to learn English from the age of 3 years old. Her son spent a lot of time learning to play piano, chess, painting, and swimming during the preschool days. When the child was in sixth grade, basically primary school, the mother accompanied him to learn mathematical Olympiad, or how to do that, every weekend until he got enrolled into a key middle school. So basically, this kid never got a break. The mother was trying to fit as much stuff into his youth that would better him in the future, I guess, as possible. But, you know, we even see employees trying to make as much investments as fast as possible. And sometimes these fast investments are also kind of maybe not always a good thing.
Yes, there's so many repetitions of words such as fast, speed, more fast, and all of that. And that really does categorize, I think, the speed of life we have today in urban and some extent rural China as well, just as a nation. And also I can sense this anxiety that people must have, because you're constantly thinking, I need to catch up, I can't be left behind, I need to go faster. Why so fast, so eager, Qingduo?
I think this is the age, you know, the age can be defined probably with, you know, people's state of mind that is characterized by impatience, change, fast pace, anxiety. I agree with you, totally agree with you. It sort of remind me of the age in the U.S. history, you know, Great Gatsby. You know?
Yes, yeah, I was thinking like exactly about the same.
Gilded age, you know, everybody wants to get ahead, to be successful, you know, to have a fulfilling life. And of course, there's peer pressure, there's entrepreneurial spirit, you know, all those mixed factors playing a role in the state of mind of the people in China at this particular stage, at least.
Yeah, I think looking at this, even in relationship sectors, we're seeing people want to rush into some serious stuff and have that perfect family. I would say it's even become, I would say, almost like a globalized dream now, is to be young, successful, and try to be maybe gain fame in those certain circumstances, and have the family that so many cultures are seeming to, you know, admire as a good family. So I think this is also something that's coming from the globalized perspective. We're all maybe watching certain shows like Modern Family. We're all seeing these, you know, adaptations of the modern day professionals and how they work. We're all listening to the same music. We're all seeing guys like Justin Bieber get famous off of YouTube and become young, famous, and successful with the help of social media, which is now just a new, now becoming such a prominent thing all over the world. But people are using it to gain fame as well. So I think we're living in a time that is so fast-paced. And if you're not fast-paced, then you're left behind.
Oh, okay, that just added to my anxiety, I feel.
Because of that cave.
And yeah, like, everybody's looking at Justin Bieber and all those, even
you
Kim
are wearing one of his sweatshirts today. That's why I'm using Justin Bieber.
Yes, a lot of a revelation.
He did. His name came up a bit too often, yeah, and it had something to do with, you know, this girl, He Young, yeah, wearing his Purpose Tour, what do you call it, sweater hoodie? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and sitting right in front of Ryan. But yes, those things are so distracting. And the part that I think I feel a little bit hopeless to some extent is you have no escape to that sentiment, because it is everywhere. And it's probably only when you're listening to Roundtable and then you feel, oh, sometimes slowing down and seeing what there are other things that life has to offer, and you can only appreciate it if you slow down a little bit, then that's a different kind of living and you might be a little bit happier. That's what sometimes I get about of being on this show. And I do wonder, in a way, although we see the seemingly not so positive side of it, that is, people are tired emotionally, or you're on that morphine of desire and you're just go, go, go. But maybe it also shows that this age in China, people can achieve something. People can change their lives. Just like what Qingduo has cited in the very beginning of this discussion about the Great Gatsby. That was 100 years ago. That was, you know, the age when I think the American dream was so strong, about people all feel that if you work hard enough and maybe sell your soul a little bit, I see that here in China as well.
A little bit.
You can get there.
But look at it this way too. Now you're not just competing with someone in people in your country. You're not just competing maybe for jobs with people in your town. Now, because of the internet, people can get jobs all over the world, and it, that trend is not slowing down in any way, shape, or form. So now, you know, people I think are trying. It's an idea of competition. Now the pool of competition has gotten so big because of things like LinkedIn and the internet and all these people trying to look for that global professional that'll add diversity to their workplace, and innovation being one of those keywords always used in every form of every kind of government. Everybody's wanting innovation. So these are things that happen, I think, on a globalized level, having this huge pool of competition that is now being seen. So yeah, if you slow down, folks, that means some guy on the other side of the globe might be going faster. And some people can't cope with that mindset. And especially, I think many times, parents also want to, they feel that the only way they can help their kids, you know, is to make sure that they secure their future. So I often do come down hard on these parents that I feel like kind of sell away their kids' childhood to better prepare them for the future. But at the same time, I mean, you know, looking at some of this stuff in the future and what's trending, maybe it makes sense.
Okay, that just to added degree, to my anxiety again.
You need to get out of that cave.
Okay, I hate the word speed or fast or anything associated
with... Or internet.
Okay.
4G.
And also competition. I hate these words in this topic discussion.
You know, the problem is like, you know, then what is the purpose of life? You know, what is the meaning of life?
Ooh.
You know, what are we doing here in this short period of time of several decades, you know, less than around 100 years to the most people? And also, you know, like I do see young people, they try to make it most of the time. Like even some, you know, college students, they sometimes would display the pictures, you know, of where they have been. Like how many provinces have been in China? Only two. I have been all the places except for two. I have been so how many countries? You know, people tend to emphasize something that is a bit superficial for me. I think people emphasize the surface, you know. So what, you know, you have been to many countries. Okay, what have you learned? You know, what do you know? You know, what have you gained on those trips, visits? And also, you know, people say, oh, there's pressure for me to find a good job, you know, to be successful, especially instant success, right? Mm-hmm. Overnight, fame and money. But the thing is, like, you have to prepare yourself, like, especially for young people, you are still in college. Prepare yourself, you know, success appreciates those who best prepared. At the same time, I found a problem, you know, like, they tend to, you know, because you are emphasizing so much about being successful, you tend to be, like, me-centered. It's always about me, always about me. This is a bit worrying for me. I remember one saying by one of the Israeli prime ministers, you know, if I'm not for myself, who will be? If I'm for myself only, what am I? People should try to understand. I think, you know, like, yes, of course, you know, we fight for success. You know, but at the same time, we cannot only for success of ourselves.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's no one way to do something. And I think sometimes when you're doing things so fast, you often don't, you overlook things. And It's like I've always thought about it like this. If I'm going to build a castle, I could build it much faster out of cardboard, but it will not last for very long. But if I take my time and I build it out of cement, that will last for generations to come. So I think this applies to many things, success, fame, and wealth. If you take your time and really sometimes make sure, you know, oh, I need a little bit more time than anybody else in this certain area and really master things, You're actually also helping yourself. So yes, speed is always a good thing, but don't jeopardize quality for speed.
Oh, that is
good
such
point.
A good line. We should print that on Roundtable merchandise. Yeah, I'm fast thinking, you know. And yes, I'm just afraid, and I think it's something that, you know, you can keep in mind if you find it useful. That is, we should run at a good pace for ourselves. And if you want to take a walk, do that too. Because you don't want to leave your soul and your mind like at the starting point when you are at the finishing point. Mm. What's the fun and the value of that? Awesome. And yes, so let's slow down a little bit and enjoy the show called Roundtable. It's me, He Yang, here. I'm so happy to be here despite the smog. I'm having so much fun on this show with two gentlemen, Mr. Ryan Price and Mr. Xu Qingduo.